We're gonna clap to sync it up. You know what I mean?
We don't really need to do that.
Why?
Because I can just click a button and it'll sync.
You don't have to do that. I'll do it for you. There we go. And that's the editing sign, right? Start editing now, please. Thank you. Get back to work, you idiot. I mean, how you guys doing?
Let me start this off. We're just sitting here. We're so enamored by us. I think it's very different on camera.
It really is.
Very different. We're shooting this episode of Bro Time on camera, so that way it can be on YouTube.
All right, so welcome to Bro Time, Bro Time's fourth episode, the Easter special.
That's right. We've been online for a month now. It's amazing.
All 10 of you watching. It's so amazing.
Happy Easter. What? Oh man, I can't handle. We can't handle being on YouTube. We're never gonna do this again. We're strictly gonna stay audio only. This is my room, in case anyone was wondering.
It's actually my room. He's lying. I don't know why he's lying right now.
Anyway, let's get right into today's topic. Let's get right into the news.
Be true to the memes. Am I right?
If we use the green screen, then like my shirt is just gonna be invisible.
We should do that.
We've had this topic lined up since from the very beginning. God's plan being different from your own. So, Jacob, do you have anything to say about that?
What the heck? You want to just start me? Make me start? What the heck, fam? I'm kidding. All right. All right. Don't look in the camera like that. Don't do a Jim Halpert. You know what I mean? God's plan... I think it's probably always going to be different than your plan, but then we actually turn out to just... I think we at first it's different, and then we turn out... It turns out to be that we actually love his plan 10 times more than anything we could think of. And I guess for me, it's just... I didn't really care at one point what his plan was. I just want to do what I want. Doesn't really matter right now. I'll figure it out when I'm older. Turns out you're 40 years old, living in your parents' basement. What are you gonna do?
Yeah, he's got amazing anti-aging cream.
For me now, obviously, like I want to be a pastor, so that definitely is God's plan for me. But I think it really is true. At one point, it was just like his plan was different from my own. I did not see myself at all like wanting to be a pastor, or just couldn't imagine myself. I guess you know what I'm saying.
I actually have a few things to say.
All right, you can step in whenever you want.
What else is new? Am I right?
Like, I know.
Okay, Jacob's spoken for like 2 minutes. I'm gonna talk for 20. So that's generally how it goes. I think God's plan being different from my own, I think, is a deeply personal story for me.
Okay.
So
you can share it with the internet if you want, right here.
Yeah, it's not like that many people are gonna know, right? I mean, who really listens to this? Like.
Our moms.
So yeah, you know this story. I think most of my close friends know this story. You've heard so much of this. So many. You might be like, oh dear Lord, this again. When I was 14, I was at my church's youth group, because you know youth groups for like high schoolers.
That's where you be.
Yeah, I went to my church's youth group. I just started high school. I think the best possible way to tell this is to like just keep some things confidential, because there are other people involved, but
who cares?
I loved my youth group more than any place else. I absolutely despised high school. I did not want to be there. Just
that's where we met. You hate
every
it?
Second I was there, I wanted to be at church, because that was the only place I really felt like I had a good time. It was the only place I felt like I enjoyed life. I remember I met a girl there. We became very close friends, and I ended up having...
This story? No, I'm kidding.
I ended up developing feelings for her, and long story short, she ended up developing feelings for me. But I think eventually, I was surrounding myself with a lot of bad influences. And for the time being, that girl was a bad influence on me as well. And... I mean, yeah, not to like badmouth her or anything, because like Lord knows who's watching this, who's listening to this.
You're badmouthing her.
I don't know where she is now. I don't know what she's doing now.
It's besides the point, anyways.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm not saying that this is any reflection of who she is right now, but it's just she was one of the bad influences in my life. And I think several months went by, and we got closer and closer. She ended up returning her feelings for me as well. And, you know, I thought that was, like, the best thing in the world because I was just this geeky 14-year-old kid that's, like, you know...
A girl likes me.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. And it's, like... It's like, I was young. I was stupid. I was like, a girl's probably never going to like me ever again. This is because no girl has liked me before, which was a stupid thing to think. But yeah, I generally thought she was the one. I think it just came to a point that the more time I spent with her, the more stressed out and more upset I became.
That's always a good sign.
And the people I kind of hung out with at youth group were just, you know, my parents were kind of scared because some of them were just going down pretty bad paths, and I was spending a lot of time with them. And the leadership at the church, at the youth group anyway, was not very well regulated. I don't know if it's like love blinds. I'm not talking about this girl or anything. I'm talking about just the entire situation. The fact that I loved being at church all the time. Just my love for the youth group. I refused to see that there was a problem. Basically, my parents wanted me to get out of there. I didn't want to do that, and I hated that. They metaphorically took me, like, kicking and screaming out of there. And people kept asking me when I was going to come back. Eventually, I did willfully leave on my own because things just got really bad. It was a very painful time just, like, choosing to leave was a painful time because when I chose to leave, it's when I realized, wow, this is actually true. I probably really shouldn't be here. There's a lot of messed up stuff going on. And it is not my place to fix everything. Mm. A lot of people were telling me to stay because I prayed for a lot of people. I helped a lot of people. But at the end of the day, I wasn't in charge. I wasn't the person running the show. I couldn't fix the problems that were fundamental to what was going wrong. At the end of the day, I did leave, and it was very painful. It was very awkward. Then I went into the 10th grade. I turned 15. I went into the 10th grade, and it felt like I had lost everything. I didn't know who to trust. I didn't know what to trust. The things I cared about were just gone. In 10th grade, I had the time of my life. In 10th grade, I didn't know what to expect next because everything that I cared about was sort of just came down, I guess, if makes sense. And it was replaced with something that I appreciated so much more. Something that I love so much more. Just like rich friendships that lasted for a long time. Rich, real friendships that lasted for a long time with great people. And unfortunately, you're one of those people. But yeah, I think God took a bad experience that I didn't want to leave because it was really all I knew. But like once I finally did choose to leave, God took something that I thought I hated, and it was almost like Job. I did the right thing, and honestly, the whole time I stood by God, I always prayed, I always worshiped, and I was always like looking to God through the whole scenario. And I really have been talking a long time, and
what'd you just do?
Okay.
I just broke everything.
Yeah, like I keep stuff there. I probably
should.
This is
the backup hard drive for all the files.
Yeah, it really is. It's kind of like Job in that he lost everything, but like after all was said and done, he got twice as much as he had before.
Yeah.
And I feel like it was kind of a Job situation in which I had to let go of everything I cared about, and in return, I got something so much better. So that's my whole spiel. The end. We're done with the show.
It's amazing. Good night. I think that's really true, though, is that a lot of times, like, we'll love something or, like, someone and just be so focused on that that we're, like, we forget what God wants to do with us. Or, like, we just stop caring what's good for us at that moment. You know what I mean? Like, you just going to that, to youth group and stuff like that, that was, like, your happy place, I guess, in a sense, right?
Yeah.
So, like, it didn't matter that you weren't getting like spiritually fed there, but you were just happy to be there.
Yeah, I was, but things started going downhill, and yeah. I was refusing to ignore the downhill.
Yeah,
the slippery slope, whatever you people call it. I don't know.
Oh my gosh, what are you doing?
I'm thirsty.
What's wrong with you? I'm trying to think of another thing to like add on to this because I didn't really say much.
I actually have more.
Give it to me. can I say that we're living in New York City?
I don't care.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, it's almost been 10 years since I've been living in New York. And
hey, I didn't say you could tell people who live in New York.
And, I used to live like upstate, and my parents felt called to move down to the city and stuff like that, and you know, it was like one day I remember we went to our aunt's house to just like stay there, and I found out my parents were in New York. I was like, what the heck, why are they in New York? And didn't even tell us. But then
they left you.
Exactly. You know, then eventually they told us, hey, you know, we're gonna, God's calling us in New York, we're gonna have these jobs at this church and stuff like that.
Jacob was like, what's a church, you know?
Exactly. And my first reaction was like, no, I really don't want to go, this is terrible. And I remember we moved there, it was like midway through sixth grade, like, but no, it wasn't midway, it was like around like October in sixth grade, and it really sucked, honestly. That was like I felt terrible doing that. And then we got here, and I was like, oh, this is a new city, it's kind of cool, but I want to go home. Sometimes I was just, like, crying so much, like, I hate here, I just want to go home, like, this isn't my home, stuff like that. Like, I was just taking it really badly. And then, you know, and then it turns out, 10 years later, that I love this city. Like, I don't think I'll ever leave this city. Like, I just want to stay here. And if, I think, like, if I never moved, I would have never met Ian. He's all right, but, you know.
Who's Ian?
My parents would have never started their church, New Song Church. There's so many things that would have never happened if we didn't move to New York City. Like, I don't think my sister would have met her husband, stuff like that. It's just crazy that God's plan was way better than what I had in mind. Little, what was it, 10-year-old me. You know, I knew so much, but...
Ian is stupid, just like me.
I'm so thankful that my parents were obedient to God and stuff like that, because who knows where I would be right now if I was still living in Syracuse, like, you know, New York.
And God just, sometimes he just wants us to do things we don't want to do.
And, yeah, definitely. And I think it was once we take that step, like, okay, God, I'm going to trust in you, then it's like, that's when he blesses you and starts, I guess it makes sense, or you just fall in love with his plan.
Yeah. I think,
because you know what? I'm sorry. No. I was going to say, I forget where in the Bible, but it says, you know, he's the lamp that lights our path, but it's like, it says like, the specific wording is like at our feet, essentially, right? So it's step by step. It's not, we're not going to see the entire end of the way. We're not going to see the end of the tunnel.
You can probably find it.
Well, hold on. This is the meme edition.
Just got to take a minute. Okay. We'll find it. Don't worry. Just give me a minute to look for it.
Do you actually know where it is?
In the beginning.
Okay.
Look, we're going to get there eventually. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. The Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. I haven't found it yet. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. God saw that the light was good. And he said, I'm sorry. I can't keep this up.
3 hours later. Yeah, God's going to reveal his plan to us step by step. It's not going to be... you're not going to see the end of the tunnel, essentially. And I think my parents moving or deciding to move down here was a very important step in their life and in all of our lives. Oh my, at least my family's life.
Oh, I had so much pizza earlier. Oh
my gosh. Anyways. Oh. He just threw up in his mouth. Oh. That's disgusting.
How'd you know?
Your face.
Oh. It got like stuck in my throat. It was like a piece of chicken.
Oh. I'm sorry for your loss.
Ah.
There we go. Take some.
Eli, ow. Eli. Ah. All right. So that's it. Bye.
Good night.
I'm kidding. Yeah, I just the whole reason I got the idea for this topic long ago, because we came up with like 6 or 7 topics when we first started this.
Yeah, we came up. We're
just knocking down. We're just crossing stuff off the list right now.
We came up with this. This whole podcast idea like back in what, January, right?
I don't know. I don't remember.
It's we've been sitting on the idea for a few months.
We produced it in January.
Yeah.
It's honestly, it's Jacob's idea. The whole thing was Jacob's idea. It's only here because of him. So, like, honestly, it's like if he never came to New York, there would be no Bro Time, Mo Time. Very simple. Very, very simple.
You know, Jimmy,
so simple.
Jimmy Network, shout out to Jimmy Network, Ian's channel, would be very different without me. Imagine that.
You really wouldn't.
What do you mean?
Pretty sure it would be basically the same.
I mean, I'm like... I write some stuff for Jimmy Network.
Yeah, some.
Like 1%. Hey, it's still 1%.
There it is. There'd be like maybe one video would not have your expertise.
Well, Papa bless.
All right, you help. You actually help, I guess.
All right, anyways.
I'm sorry.
I inspire you.
Sure. Yeah, you do. I can't deny that, honestly. I'd like to, but I can't. Oh, yeah, the whole reason I just kind of did this was because, I was talking to some Christians at my school, and that was the whole thing, was that, what?
As you say, I thought they were all Jewish there.
Yeah, I go to Queens College. It's like, everyone's Jewish.
By the way, Jerusalem is Wakanda. It's confirmed.
Yo, honestly, like, Jerusalem, Israel has, like, they're like, it's got, like, five freaking countries surrounding it that wants to kill them all the time.
So it's confirmed that it is Wakanda.
Wakanda, I feel, we have this theory that Israel is secretly Wakanda, and that's how they've managed to survive this whole time.
So if you go into
the temple... They have all the advanced technology to defeat all the armies surrounding them.
Go to the temple, you actually go into, like, remember when Black Panther, they go down the plane, like, this, I never get tired of this. They go down, it's a whole different place. That's like in Jerusalem, but in the center, you press a button, bada bing, bada boom, you're in Wakanda, Jerusalem 2.0.
So yeah, I was talking to some Christians at my school, and some of them were talking about how they didn't even want to be at Queens College in the first place. Mm. Some of them were talking about how they expected to have significant others by now, all this stuff. Well, it's like, yeah, I mean, like, I'm personally always, like, disappointed, you know, because I don't shut up about it, that it's like,
God, please.
It's like,
so long.
It's like, I've wanted to be in a relationship since puberty hit. It's like, but...
I think we all did.
Yeah, I mean, I've been single my entire life, and it's like, I think I just gotta... You gotta appreciate what you just have right now.
Yeah,
and
singleness is not a struggle.
Yeah,
singleness... People just forget about that. You're like, I'm single, I'm gonna die alone. Like, no, you're alone for a reason. You can build...
That came out so wrong.
All right, I'm sorry, but
it's like, sure. You're alone. For a reason.
Take this time, build your relationship with your friends, God. Grow closer, find your plan, find your will in life. Don't do that right now.
Yeah, like God has plan. I'm sorry, I keep playing with this hole in my jeans. God has a plan for everyone, even the single person. You don't have to be in a relationship. You don't have to be married. I think that there's such a pressure to be in a relationship because there's such an ideal surrounding love that just is.
he just turned on his laptop with his foot. I don't know what's
wrong.
He
went into screensaver mode, so I couldn't afford that. Our notes are right there. God can use anyone. It's like, even the single person.
Yeah.
Is all I was basically saying.
And it's also this stereotype to get married at like 19 as a Christian, by the way. But I'm not
gonna go into that. City Christians, not us.
Actually,
like,
yes.
Rural Christians, like my cousins.
That's true.
Come on, Noel. Find a man.
Come on, Randy.
Yeah, like, don't let things get you down. Don't let expectations of other people pressure you. It's like, you might want a relationship. Like I said, I wanted a relationship.
Like I said, ladies, I'm single. I mean, I don't want one right now. I'm kidding.
Something important that's, like, just been coming up a lot is that, I guess, like, our lives are not our own.
Yeah.
Is that it belongs to God and his ideas and his plans. And we just got to learn to roll with that. Sometimes things happen to us that we don't like. But at the end of the day, God knows what's best for us. And God knows what's going to be... That his choices are going to, in the long run, make us feel better than our own choices.
Mm.
Not to say that we don't have any choice in any matter. We actually do.
Yeah, we do.
We can discern what God wants for us. And sometimes our circumstances are what God wants for us. Sometimes they're not. Either there's it's a bunch of stuff going on.
I always remember, like, your story is not going to look the same as mine or Ian's or anyone else around you. Usually it's you, and you're your own person. So just because you haven't met your husband/wife at age 17 doesn't mean you're not going to meet them at all. Or if you're 30, it's all right. Just take it easy.
Take it easy. Take it easy. I think, yeah, my friends that I was speaking with. Well, I wasn't speaking with them. I actually went to a Christian club and there was a sermon. But the sermon, a friend of mine was preaching, and she had said that, she didn't want to be at Queens College. She just said that, she was expecting to have a significant other. Queens College was her dead last choice, and she's at Queens. But she doesn't regret where she is because of just the community that she has there. And that just goes to show that God knows what he's doing, even if...
if it doesn't match your ideal plan.
Yeah, everything doesn't have to go your way.
Everything doesn't have to go your
way. That sounded better.
It's because...
Yeah, I mean, a surprise, surprise. I go to Queens College. And it's in the location... What part of New York? Queens. What a name, right?
It's very original.
Yeah, who thought of that name? It was a genius name for a college.
I got it. I didn't. No one's ever used before. Queens College.
What do we call this? This college in Queens. I like it. No, I wasn't saying that's the name. I was asking for the name. It's too late. I wrote it down.
I already have 10 shirts. Here we go. The sign's already made.
I designed a logo. I mean, let's tie this into Easter.
Okay.
I got a wedgie.
All right, that's disgusting.
Oh, it feels so much better.
All right, my phone. What just fell? You're sitting on the...
What just fell? It was my hand sanitizer.
Hand sanitizer.
It's been empty for like...
can you tell our audio, cast... I don't know. I'm sorry. Our audience stats in the audio. What just happened?
Let's talk about the Gospels, because what are the Gospels? This is four books in the Bible that tell the same story, but from a different perspective. It's the story of Jesus on earth.
I remember this guy I was talking about when he first read the Bible. He was like, so I read...
I was talking.
I read Matthew. I was like, wow, this guy died for all of us. That's cool. And I read Mark, and he's like, wow, he came again. He's like, wait, it's the same story. It's amazing, right?
Yeah, I think we were actually talking about this when Jacob was like, how the heck are we going to tie this into Easter? Jesus didn't want to die for us. For a little bit. That sounds much worse than it really is. Jesus did want to die for us, but he didn't. I feel like it's like when we sin. We don't really want to do it, but we kind of want to do it.
I want to. Yeah, I think people... I guess it's like people say he knew that he was going to because he's...
Yeah, Jesus knew he was going to die because he's God.
My dad likes to say God in a bod.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, I mean, he grew up knowing that was gonna happen, but he's like, I'm pretty sure if it was me, I'd be like, oh God, please take it away.
I'm sorry. God in a bod.
What's wrong with that?
Continue.
If it was me, alright, I know I'd be a terrible savior, but I'd be like, God, please take it away.
Jesus did say, please take it away, I'm pretty sure.
But in my entire life, I'd be like, oh, I'll just think about when I'm older. I have 30 years to go, right? 32 years?
Kind of what he did.
I mean, yeah, his ministry was 3 years long, so I guess it kind of makes sense.
He waited like a good 30 years before ministering to people.
Yeah, you know, it is like, it does say, like, I don't know the exact words, Hold on, let's have the Bible look up time segment go on right now. Ian's shaking around the Bible. He's going to find it. Here we go.
Jesus heals a demon-possessed boy. That's not it. Jesus predicts his death for a second time. Yo, I mean, honestly, Jesus predicted his death so many times. How did they not catch what was going on? I think what messes with me the most is he raised Lazarus from the dead. And then...
You're like, he's not going to come back at all.
And then he died. And the disciples are like, that's it.
It's over.
We're screwed.
Roll credits.
It's like Jesus did all these things. He can't stop death. It's like that's going to happen, even though he said he would. The parable of the 10 virgins. Jesus before Pilate, Judas hangs himself. Oh, the Judas. Plot against Jesus. Jesus anointed. Judas agreed at the Last Supper. Gets out of me. This is Matthew 26. I guess I'll start with verse 36. Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane. Surprise, surprise. And he said to them, sit here while I go over there and pray. He took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee. That's a name.
That's what I think it is.
Along with him. And he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, my soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me.
Dang.
That's pretty intense.
That's crazy, right?
That's
like bringing your best friends in a circle and like... I'm sorry, go.
I want to know what the sorrow is about. Because like we know he's about to ask God, can I not die, please?
Yeah.
But I want to know if that has to... I want to know if that has to do with the fact that he knows he's going to get betrayed if... Just like so many other factors. I want to know if there's more to it.
I wonder, like, if he's just sorrowful in the fact that it's, like, I guess it's happening, like, it's about to happen.
It's possible.
I mean, I guess that makes the most sense, but, like...
It's a lot of fear.
Yeah, definitely. Fear.
Going a little farther, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, "My father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will." So, after that, basically, Jesus comes back, his boys are all asleep, and he's like, "What's wrong with you idiots? You couldn't have waited for, like, 5 minutes for me to pray." But, like, the verse to focus on right now is, "Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will." So, Jesus knew the plan was to die in order to forgive all sins. Jesus didn't want to die, even though he knew that was the plan, because he's a person. Mm-hmm. He's like, who really wants to die?
Yeah, I like that. He's like, "If it's possible, please take this cup from me."
But then
take this burden from me. And that's him. That's like his, I guess you could say, human side. It's like saying, "All right, this is too much for me. Just please let it go away. Is there another way?" Essentially, and then he's like, "But then he says, but your will be done." You know?
Yeah, it's not my will, but your will.
Exactly.
And that shows he understands that. I mean, he was with God for, like, basically outside of time forever before this. But it shows he knows that God's plan is far better than his, even if he doesn't want to go through with it.
And yeah, it's just crazy to, like, that. Yeah, it shows that, yeah, like you said, he realizes that, oh, well, guess what? It is better than my plan, and even if I have a bunch of angels come down here and take me off the cross, his plan is still better.
So Jesus is supposed to set the example for all Christians. And when you think about it, here he is deciding that God's plan is better than his own
life.
As his own life. Better than his own life. Thank you. I can't talk.
It's okay.
Do I have ADHD or something? Like, I just looked over there and, like, gave off on speaking forever.
Yeah, amazing.
Peter!
It's pizza time. Yeah, so in that moment, he decided that, you know what?
Yeah,
God, your plan is better than my own life.
Yeah, he set an example for Christians there in the sense that sometimes we gotta do stuff we don't want to do, but at the end of the day, it's the better thing to do than what we want to do.
And doesn't mean, like, it always is the better thing, but that doesn't mean it's going to be the easier thing to do.
Right. Sometimes it's, we don't want to do something because it's hard.
Yeah.
Not to say that everything we don't want to do is something we have to do, but I think that has to do with your own prayer life. When an opportunity is presented to you, when sometimes it's not that clear, you got to pray, discern some things for yourself, maybe consult some spiritual leaders, find out if you should probably be doing or not doing something. Sometimes it's a little more obvious, like if like somebody, like, drops $50 on the ground and you're like, should I take it or give it back?
That's a little hard for me.
I mean, but there's an obvious moral thing there. You don't have to stop and be like, God, what do I do?
The God, you blessed me, thank you. Or is it a test?
If Jesus didn't go through with this, then not only would we not have Easter, we wouldn't be celebrating Easter this weekend.
True.
He would have never died for our sins. There would be no Christianity. That's it. That's the end. This podcast wouldn't exist if it wasn't for that, honestly. And...
Boy, this is going to be released on Good Friday.
Yeah.
So that verse even makes way more sense than reading it now, too.
Oh, good thing, yeah. That,
right?
Good thing, yeah. So yeah, that's the best way to bring it into context, I think. I think we did it. We brought it full circle. I think we're done when we just end it horribly.
No, you were saying something. I can't remember what you were saying.
Oh, I was saying that Jesus decided it was God's will.
It was
better than his own.
Like you said,
and he sets the example for all Christians.
Yeah, and then you were saying that, like, you know, sometimes it's always not going to be clear, or it's not going to be the easiest.
Sometimes it's not going to be easy. Sometimes it's not going to be clear. That's when you got to pray and you got to look towards people you trust for help, particularly spiritual leaders.
Yeah.
Because, you know, in a particularly Christian manner, I'm not going to walk up to, like, one of my Jewish friends or Muslim friends and be like, "What do you think Christ would do?"
So that means, like, talking to, I guess, your parents or one of your, I guess, closest Christian friends or like...
Yeah, like a mentor. Someone you can really like trust and talk with.
Like youth pastor, leader, pastor even, you know. Someone that you know that they're, I guess, spiritually healthy. That makes sense?
Yeah.
God's plan is always going to be...
The best plan. The best.
The plan.
Around. Nothing's going to ever hold you down.
It's not going to...
You're the best.
All right, you can take it easy. Let's put you
on... Around.
I'm going to put you on pause. Ready?
No.
You pause, baby.
We didn't do it in sync. Okay, you gotta just press my face right now, okay? Can you just please...
There it is. What happened?
I was saying pause. You looked at you like, oh wow, you actually paused.
Anyways, God's plan is always the best plan, and it's not always gonna be so clean cut and simple. Like, This is my plan, follow it. Usually, it's like
sometimes.
Most time for me, it's like, God, I have no idea what I'm doing. Can you please like help me?
Yeah, exactly. I feel like I've got an idea of what I'm doing, and then things get turned on their head.
Exactly right.
I think like I have a basic idea of what I'm doing, but like, you know, you can't just have a basic idea. You gotta have, you know, I like to build things around it, and then God's like, no, you're gonna do this instead.
Exactly.
And it's like things change. Like I went into school, I'm like, I'm gonna major in media and I'm gonna minor in business, and now I might be double majoring in media and film, and I don't even think I have a minor, and I don't know what to do, and I have to graduate in 2 years.
There we go. Or even like for me, I was in school, well, high school, graduated, went to college. And I'm like, hey, I'm here. I don't know for what. I don't know why I'm here, but
no, for real.
I'm having a good time. You know what I mean?
He wasn't.
I wasn't. And then, you know, I felt like I was just wasting my time there. And I knew that, and you know, I wanted to be a pastor, and I wasn't even trying to achieve that goal at the moment. So I'm like, I shouldn't be here. So, you know, I dropped out. Now I'm taking Bible classes, but seminary, I guess, would be the right word. Once I dropped out and, like, I just got my life right with God, I just focused on God, I legit felt, like, a million times better. And I was also going to point out, like, say, even when you choose God's plan doesn't mean it's always going to, like, if it makes sense, but it's like the payoff is always not going to be, like, right
immediate.
Away.
Like, you're not going to get instant gratification, you millennials.
just because you're in God's will doesn't mean, you know, you're not going to have hard times, obviously, or... And like I said, yeah, you're not going to get immediately
instant gratification.
So it's just about faith at the end of the day. And, you know, God shows us step by step what to do. And we just have to trust him. And we have to know that his plan is better than ours.
Amen.
Amen.
Happy Easter.
That's Good Friday.
Happy Good Friday. Happy Easter.
Jesus saves.
Yeah. Amen.
I feel like I just said that. You're like, preach. I'm in church.
Well, you're gonna be a pastor, so you know I gotta impart that to you. yeah, we got a Gmail now. If you guys have any questions, you wanna like see some different topics to talk about in the future, or you just have any like questions in general, we could do like a little like
Q&A.
Yeah, Q&A type thing.
Jiggy.
Email us at Mo. Did I say Emilia? What did I just say?
Email us at
MoBroTime.
Yeah, it's gonna be right here
at gmail.com.
There it is.
This is beautiful. It's amazing. We're also
right here, by the way.
We should be on iTunes.
By the time this comes out, we're probably going to be on iTunes.
I hope so.
iTunes podcast application. So
we make these like a month in advance, and like we're shooting this on March 10th, and we just asked to get verified by iTunes today, and we're waiting to hear back. So
So once we get on iTunes, what was it? Sorry. The podcast application, we're gonna probably stop posting on SoundCloud just because
they start charging money after
they charge you at one point. So I think it goes by minutes, and we already used like 30 minutes of that from one episode. I think we only have like 100 minutes left or something like that.
Yeah, and we're gonna run out.
I think our next episode's like 40, so it's really going downhill fast.
This one's already like 50.
Yeah. but then
I cut them down because we just say a bunch of trash, or we have a lot of long pauses that you guys never see or hear.
He makes us look good. So thank Ian in the comment section, please. Give Ian a like. No, I'm kidding.
If you actually listened or watched through this whole thing, thank you. That's really hard. I wouldn't do that.
What the heck?
This is long.
It's just like, thank you, because I wouldn't even want to listen myself for 30 minutes straight. You know what I mean? For real?
I'm annoying. Have you spoken to my mother? She's like, Ian, please stop. What are you doing here? Stop with your Doctor Who and your Spider-Man,
and please. Your Spooderman and your Pizza Time and your Tide Pod. That's an old meme. I'm sorry.
Yeah, don't talk about the Tide Pod. Talk about Wakanda.
Wakanda!
We're not black. We're going to get beat up for doing that.
Oh, Lord. Edit that out.
Wakanda forever. Bye.
See you guys.